It's KX93.5 and City Chats, and we have with us Civilian Services Administrator Jim Barris with us. Jim started in the police force a long time ago as a cadet back in 1987. I'm going to ask him some questions about his journey through the force and into this current position of Civilian Services Administrator. Jim, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Good. Do me a favor and remind the audience exactly what a Civilian Services Administrator does for the city.
Right. So I'm one of the three division commanders in the Laguna Beach Police Department. I manage our civilian programs, which would be parking enforcement, beach patrol, animal control, animal shelter, the police cadets, the traffic control staff, volunteers, et cetera, et cetera. All those nice folks that work out in the field who are not cops.
Okay, so you've got experience in this because for years you were in Stanton as the parking enforcement director, and then in El Monte as a code enforcement director. So you have experience in all of these areas.
Yeah, I've been around. I've worked for five different cities, so picking up skills everywhere, culminating in the ultimate job here in Laguna Beach.
Yeah, you started with us in 2010. Can you believe that it's already been 9 years?
It's just shy of 10 years, and it's gone by very quickly, yes. But when you're having a good time, time flies by fast.
So the summer going well for you?
So far, yeah, it's been a good, typical summer in Laguna Beach. Okay. You know, all the usual, things that come along with that, the, you know, tourists, the visitors, the congestion. But so far, it's been a good summer, at least from our point of view in the PD.
Right. Now, since you're heavily involved in animal control, I want you to dispel the myth of the mountain lions in the community,
yes,
please.
Yes. So recently, there have been some reports of mountain lion sightings, and so people have been concerned, you know, do we have a mountain lion or mountain lions walking around? So we just want to put everybody at ease. There are no mountain lions in Laguna Beach, nor in any of the wilderness areas nearby. There hasn't been a mountain lion in this area of Orange County since the year 2000. It's been almost 20 years. And the reasons for that is all the development that you have in Newport Coast, Irvine, Aliso Viejo, have blocked off all of the former wilderness pathways that a mountain lion would have used to get from the eastern foothills to this area. So it's just not possible for them to get here. Now, that being said, they are building a wilderness pathway over at the Great Park in Irvine that hopefully, or the intent is that some point in the next decade will enable mountain lions to finally get over here. So they may get here, not now, not tomorrow, but within the next decade. But at the moment, we are mountain lion free.
Okay.
We have coyotes and bobcats, but no mountain lions.
Okay. And the coyotes. Let's talk about coyotes for a second here.
Yes.
Now, they're common in this area. What's the action like right now?
So we are having a little bit of elevated activity. You know, coyotes are normal. They're around, but their activity level, you know, goes in peaks and valleys.
Right.
So when we start to see more calls coming in, if we start to see some attacks on pets, you know, what we'd like to do is start to get out there in the community, make people aware so they can, you know, engage in some, you know, preventative techniques to avoid them or their pets being a victim. Yesterday, we had a Living with Wildlife workshop over at Alta Laguna Park where we disseminated some information to residents on how to live safely with wildlife, coyotes and bobcats. And we would direct other residents, you can come to our website for additional information on what you can do. But the key thing with coyotes is to avoid them becoming habituated.
Okay.
And what that means is they lose their fear of people.
Right.
And the primary way a coyote becomes habituated and thus becomes a threat to our residents and their pets is through food, feeding them.
Right.
You know, either directly or indirectly. The coyote learns that people are a source of food, something not to be feared. They get comfortable or habituated, and then they come into our neighborhoods, and then the pet attacks start. So we want to avoid that.
Right. It's also leaving dog food outside or cat food outside because they get into the to the yards for those things. So
yeah, they're omnivores. They will eat anything. They'll eat meat, fruit, garbage, dog food.
Anything that doesn't eat them first.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So when walking your dogs or, you know, when you're out and about, what I do is I like to take a can with some coins in it. And I find that shaking that can and coins makes a nice sound that usually...
Yes, it's called hazing, and we recommend that. You want to keep those coyotes afraid of people, so carrying a can of coins or a noisemaker, a whistle, those are all really good. So if you see a coyote, you know, you want to haze it. You want to make sure that coyote stays afraid of you, that it understands that you, the human, are in charge. You don't want it to be its friend. So throw a rock at it, you know, carry a stick. Don't be afraid to hit it if it gets that close. You do want to hurt the coyote. You don't want to injure it. There's a difference.
Right.
You want to, you know, it's okay to hurt it. So it maintains that fear. You're actually doing it a favor.
Right.
Because if it loses its fear of people and it becomes habituated, we're eventually going to probably have to hunt that coyote down and euthanize it.
Right.
And, you know, that's something we try to avoid.
Right, right. Now, are there coyote traps in the area, or we don't do traps?
No, we don't do coyote traps.
Okay.
Unless we have a problem with a particular coyote that has become habituated.
Okay.
And is attacking and killing pets in a specific neighborhood. We try to use other methods, you know, public education, hazing, to avoid the problem and reduce it. Ultimately, though, if we get a coyote or coyotes that are just, you know, really bad, you know, they're fully habituated, we will then put traps out to catch and euthanize that particular coyote.
Okay. Okay. Now, you chose perfect music to come in today, and we're going to take an opportunity right now at this point in the conversation to get into the first song.
This is
one of Jim's choices and some fine choices he made today. We're talking to Jim Barris, Civilian Services Administrator. We're back on the other side of this.
Okay.
Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. With the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Yeah, yeah. You know your music, Jim. Good stuff there, man.
Okay.
All right. If you say so, Ed. All right.
You say so.
It's theater.
There
you are. Acting. All right. Acting.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to ask you this question that you may or may not already know that it's out there. Are we going to change the procedures for licensing dogs here?
We are.
Okay.
So that's actually a good question. Thank you. We have a new company that we're going to be working with
okay.
to handle dog licensing called Pet Data. So we're looking to premiere or launch that in mid-October.
Okay.
Mid to late October. The fees are the same, but the advantage residents will have that they don't have right now, you'll be able to license online. You either be able to apply or renew your license online. Currently, you got to come into City Hall or the animal shelter
right.
or do it through the mail. So now it'll all be automated if you want to do it that way. If you still want to come in person, you know, for people that like, coming into City Hall and for whatever reason, you can still do that.
Right.
But now you'll have that online choice. So we're really excited to be launching that. So about 2 months, mid-October.
That's fantastic. Way to leap into 2019, man.
Yes. Yeah. We're finally coming into the 21st century. It's taken us a while, but we're getting there.
All right. Well, thank you for doing that. Now, speaking of dogs, it's getting much, much more beautiful outside every single day, and I'm seeing people with dogs on the beaches a little earlier. What's the situation with dogs on the beaches?
Well, that's a good question. You know, in Laguna Beach, we disallow dogs during the day right. because of the summer season. Right. You know, it's just not compatible with all the tourists we have out there. From June 15th to September 10th, you can't have dogs on the beaches between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Before 9, it's okay. After 6, it's okay. So long as they're on a leash, no longer than 6 feet in length. But Dog Freedom Day comes on Wednesday, September 11.
Okay.
So Wednesday, September 11, you know, residents can resume bringing their dogs back on the beach all day long
right.
during the day, but they always have to be on a leash. Always on a leash.
Yeah. And always, residents, please pick up after your dogs.
Oh, yes.
You know, come on, please. So I found myself in a situation the other day at Ralph's. I'm in the Ralph's parking lot, and someone had left their dog enclosed in a car, windows up, and it just so happened that I flagged down a beach patrol.
Oh, okay.
And they were there. They were waiting at the light. And instead of making the U-turn, beach patrol said, "Well, we'll get to animal control, and we'll call animal control."
Right.
Is there a way that beach control would handle that situation, or that is as far as they go in that situation?
No, any enforcement officer can handle a dog in a car. Usually the reason why they defer to animal control is because obviously the animal control officers have a little bit more expertise and training in dealing with that.
Okay.
It's not a violation of the law to leave a pet in an enclosed vehicle. It's a violation to leave it in an enclosed car in such a manner that it could harm its health. So, for example, if you've got the air conditioning running.
Right.
So it's an enclosed, the windows are up, you know, and the AC's running. That would be okay.
Okay.
Teslas, as a matter of fact, have something called dog mode.
Okay.
So it's a new little feature on the Teslas, and you know, on their touch screen there, it displays a message that tells you, "Hi, I'm a Tesla. I'm in dog mode,"
right.
and it blows the AC at something like 68 or 70 degrees. All right, so that's safe for the pet to be in there.
Yeah.
It's not going to get hot and experience any health issues. But if you don't have the air conditioning on and the windows are up, obviously it can get so hot in a car, especially in summer, that the pet could be injured or, in the most extreme case, die. Well, in that circumstance, if we can't make contact with the owner quickly, we'll break the window out.
Right.
I mean, that's a crime.
Right.
So.
And it should be. And by the way, I want to commend you that animal control was like 5 minutes away. Bang. Good. They were there. And I say fortunately or unfortunately, as the lady was walking out from the store, that's when they were showing up. So they gave her a good stern talking to.
That's good. You know, we do like to do some public education. Sometimes people forget, and they just, they're not bad people. It's just they're inattentive and they need some, speaking to make them aware.
You're such a nice guy, Jim. You really are, man. So what's on the agenda for the future here? What are we doing? What's up next for us?
Well, let me tell you, there's a big change coming next week.
Okay.
Back to school.
Ah.
So the first week of school is next week, not after Labor Day. So this is the change that the school district made. So we just want to make sure that residents are aware that the first day of school will not be the day after Labor Day. It's going to be Monday, August 26th.
Okay.
Monday, August 26th, next week. So that's a little bit different than in the past. So leave a little earlier because it's going to be a little chaotic in the morning for the first several days. People kind of get used to the new routine. So whether you've got kids to take to school or you got to get to work, just get up a little extra early on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week so you can deal with the traffic congestion and get through and not be late either to school or to work.
All right. Well, thank you. And that leads us right into your next song. Another great choice. And it has to tie in with Back to School. That's great.
Perfect.
All right, Jim, let's check it out.
All right.
How you doing out there? You ever seen one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend. Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
Song. We are talking to Jim Barra, Civilian Services Administrator. This is City Chats. And Jim, so school is starting back up soon. Do we lose our traffic control aides?
No. So they'll still be out there for a few more weekends. Okay. You know, we go, you know, with summer now, the past several years going into September and even a little bit into October. We take it on a week by week basis. You know, we look at the temperature. They'll be out there fewer hours. We don't keep them out because of the art festivals. Will have closed, so we won't have them all the way out till 7 p.m. But they'll still be out there for the next few weekends until about 4:35 o'clock.
I got to tell you that Forest and Glen Erie corner is just so smooth when they're out there. I absolutely I love having them out there.
Yeah, they're a big help. You know, Laguna wasn't designed to handle the volume of traffic and tourists that come into town. You know, we get over 6 million visitors and tourists per year, and you know, it's a wonderful village-like community, which gives it that unique charm. Unfortunately, it's just not like Irvine with the big wide boulevards. We just can't handle the volume of traffic. So absent those traffic control staff, it'd be even worse.
Right. Now, are the traffic control aides, are they cadets or is that a separate
They're
category?
They're police cadets. So we did a little change earlier this year. We used to have these police aides and then we had cadets separately. It caused some recruitment issues. So it was just better for us organizationally to unify the program into one big cadet program. It's enabled us to make it more attractive to hire more people. And most of these kids that apply, you know, aspire to be police officers or to get into law enforcement. So now we're using these cadets in our detective bureau, records, parking services. They're helping out in all aspects of the PD as well as doing traffic control. And it's made it a much better program.
It makes everyone more efficient, really. With the amount
of move them around.
Right.
We've done all cross training.
Oh, fantastic. That's excellent planning ahead.
Yeah.
Now the volunteers we have, normally I see a senior that volunteers.
Well, you don't have to be a senior. It's just a coincidence that they're all senior citizens. But in theory, if you were over 18, you could be a volunteer. And we've had some inquiries in the past from college students,
right,
that have wanted to volunteer as part of their degree work. But for right now, yes, all of our volunteers are COPs, citizens on patrol,
right,
are seniors.
And they do a great job. I think that maybe
fantastic.
The experience in life lends to their doing such a fine job.
They bring a lot of skill sets. Each one of them is a unique person, and they help out with a lot of gopher duties.
Right.
You know, they go out and walk around Main Beach and Isler Park. They do some parking enforcement, but they help out. You know, they'll run to Santa Ana, for example, if something needs to be dropped off to court or to the crime lab.
Right.
Well, rather than taking one of our jailers or police officers or other staff members, you know, out of town,
right?
You know, we have the volunteers run up to Santa Ana and drop it off.
That's fantastic.
And they love doing it, yeah.
That's fantastic. We're talking to Jim Barra, Civilian Services Administrator for the City of Laguna Beach. Jim, anything else you want to tell our listeners before
we
go?
Yes, I just want to remind everybody about our new parking app.
Okay.
So earlier this summer, the city launched its parking app. It's working out real well. We've had thousands of downloads, I'm told. You can use that parking app to see where the parking is available. Okay. So you don't have to drive around looking for that magic spot.
Right.
And you can pay for parking with the phone app, too. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, please do so and start using it.
And it's been running pretty smoothly all summer long, right?
Yeah. It seems to work real well from what I've been told.
Yeah.
You know, and, hopefully it's helping with congestion. Hopefully people, resident and visitor alike, have been able to use it to see where parking is.
Jim, you're leading us right into your third song. How perfect for you to do this, man. All right. Jim Barra, Civilian Services Administrator for the City of Laguna Beach. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Traffic jam straight up ahead. You're just like